السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. Sadaq Allah al-Azim. Respected elders and brothers of Islam, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. And Westries Masjid in the city of Durban is one of the famous early masjids that were built in South Africa. And the Salaf has all been the pious predecessors of the mosques that were instrumental in building masjids and madrasas throughout South Africa or throughout the globe. May Allah reward them. And this masjid must have a sentimental value in my life since I was a small child. When it comes Eid Day, we lead our Eid Day Fajr Salah at Westries Masjid. Then we go to the Orient Eidgah for our Eid Salah. And this masjid has seen many senior ulama. I'm an ordinary student, but the senior ulama that we have seen, may Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannah. And may Allah guide us to practice on the advices of our pious predecessors. Hazrat Maulana Ansari Rahmatullah Ali was an imam of this masjid for many years. Hazrat Maulana Umarji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was one of the famous Jummah lecturers in this masjid. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of the Hizmet, Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Ali of Darul Newcastle, and not possible to mention everybody's name, but this few famous brother Maulana that used to give Jummah lectures at this masjid. And Allah has guided me the opportunity and the honor also to give the Jummah lecture at this masjid. I have recited verses from Para 2, Surah Baqarah, ayat number 153, which is very famous. Many imams in the Salah read ayat number 153 to 157. The glorious Quran Sharif that was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are plus minus 1445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. inception of Islam, the opposition to Islam started during the golden era of Rasulullah, where the first 10, 11 years was full of difficulty. To read Salah by the Haram in Makkah became difficult. Nabi Sallallahu and the early Muslims were boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. Today people put sanctions on our oppressed Muslims in different cities and countries of the world. And currently our brothers and sisters in Palestine protecting Masjid al-Aqsa. And our iman is that the life after that is a real life. Life in this world is very, very short. Whatever little good action we do in this world, and we do it sincerely for the sake of Allah, Jannah, paradise, is waiting for us. And Allah Ta'ala says in the beginning of this verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. Seek the help of Allah through patience and through salah. One is we be regular with our Jummah salah, but every salah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Mujahid, Wahid, Jama'ah. And for 40 days we read our salah with Jama'ah, Allah make our Imam sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. Besides our first salah, we read Sunnah and Nawafil salah, Salatul Hajah. You can get up from tahajjud and make dua for the suffering ummah. As humans, good condition, favorable condition, we make shukr with the reward of making shukr. And some difficulty comes, we make sabr. And Allah reward us for making sabr, inshaAllah. And Allah says in this verse, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَانِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Verse number 154, para 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. And do not say regarding those who have been martyred in Allah's cause that they are dead. No, they are alive, but you perceive it not. Today, our country also, the crime is so high. Our country also, so many innocent of brothers and sisters were made shaheed by robbers and thieves. And in other parts of the world, oppressive rulers in a very big scale oppressing our Muslims. And those Muslims that are standing up to protect Masjid al-Aqsa, to protect Masjid al-Nabawi, Madina Munawwara, to protect the Kaaba, the Makkah Mukarramah, and try to protect every masjid and musalla in every city and country of the world. They are Jannah in front of them. Whatever happens, we Muslims, the life of Rasulullah is an example for us. In Ghazwa Badr, there were 313 only, ill-equipped. But Rasulullah and the Sahaba, they turned to Amar, turned to Deen. استستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba, they made dua, one in the time of Tahajjud, at the time of Farz Salah, after the Farz Salah, and beside the Sunnah Nawafil Salah, Allah loved the dua and supplication. Allah assist the Muslims and brother with 1,000 angels. The very same Allah can assist us today also. But Allah wants us to do some a'mal. And for our du'as to be accepted, our income needs to be halal. Don't eat haram. Ya rusul kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihan. A divine instruction in the Quran, O the Nabis of Allah. Eat what is pure and halal. And where is doubtful food, we abstain from. And doubtful money and income also we must abstain from. May Allah protect us from interest money and haram money. Be honest in our monetary dealings. Be honest in implementing the laws of
inheritance, when it's come to distributing the wealth of inheritance, also make mashwara with the ulama and try to be just and fair. And also we need to abstain from sins and guna. We don't listen to music, don't watch immoral films. Avoid going to places where they send you females. Today we are living in the world of social media, and we say we want to hear the direct life information, what's happening in different cities and countries of the world, and now particularly what's happening in Palestine and Gaza. Some of those news reporters are sending nude females dressed so badly. And as human, we are not angels. Look at semi-nude females, and we say we are listening to the news, but you're committing zina on the eyes. May Allah protect us. We need to abstain from sin. A very senior alim, Mufti Taqi Usman Sahib, they were advised that one is we make dua for the suffering ummah, the other is we abstain from sins and gunas also. We can't be making dua one side and breaking the commands of Allah on the other side. The professional sports is a very big fitna today. The time we spend behind the shaitan box and alcohol being advertised, gambling takes place in professional sports, and the types of sins that goes on today. So sometimes we're not even reading our Faraz Salah because of glued to the shaitan box. May Allah protect us. It is time for us to make sincere tawbah and time to reflect. Our common enemy is shaitan. Our common enemy are those who can speak against Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we give ud'u ila sabeel rabbika fil hikmah وَالْمُوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنَةِ. Give advice, wisdom, with kind words, and debate in a dignified manner. And Allah says in this verses, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala most certainly will test us with about fear, hunger, deficiency in wealth, loss of life, loss of provisions. So give glad tidings to the patient ones. So our Muslim brothers and sisters in the war-torn countries, especially in Gaza and Syria and other places of the world, they are losing their wealth. Some people are becoming shaheed. Sanctions are being put where food is not allowed, clean water is not allowed. Remember the sanctions that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Ahle Bayt made in the valley of Abu Talib. But they knew what is awaiting them. And الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And when the difficulty afflicts them, they say, we belong to Allah, we return to Allah. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We happy Allah is our Rabb. Rasulullah is the final Nabi. And no matter what happens, if Allah has written for us to pass away by oppressive rulers, by robbers and thieves, or sometimes a motorbike accident, or sometimes some sicknesses also people are going through. People are diagnosed with cancer, with dialysis, with different types of sugar, diabetic patients, etc. But they make sabr in their difficulty. Allah will reward them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهُمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. This patient Muslims, these are the ones upon whom Allah sends His special mercies, and they are rightly guided. At the same time, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not put a responsibility on us that we cannot bear. We take all our necessary precautions, and what we can do collectively is difficult to do individually. So we need to be united. One is read our Salat al-Jama'ah. Every masjid, masala, the Muslim make mashara. Within the law of the government, we have our security team, etc. And within the law of the government, we are allowed to have a licensed firearm, etc. So those that have a licensed firearm have ourselves protected from robbers and thieves. And especially when we are reading Salah, and there's a danger that while reading Salah, the robbers and thieves and the drunkards and the drug addicts, those that take drugs, drink alcohol, they're not in the right senses. For them to commit murder is nothing. So we can have our own security team during Salah time at our masjid and our madrasas, and may Allah protect us and protect everybody.